Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jeff Phelps, Tom Withers, in for Andy Baskin today. Tom from the Associated Press, recently retired, still working with the Associated Press, now working with us. It'll be a pleasure to have you as a member of our staff, Tom, and all the other things you're also doing. So,
thank you.
Retirement's a misnomer.
And very overrated. At least right now.
You know, you're
still adjusting.
They always say, you know, no need to sit back and do nothing, right?
No.
Yeah. And I understand that. I agree completely.
It's just hard, and pardon the pun, since I worked for a wire service. I'm just wired a certain way. You know, it's been that way for 30-plus years for me. We're just on the go, on the go, on the go. I don't know any other way.
You show up and work, right?
That's
what I do.
It's all good.
And we like it. When you like what you do for your living.
Amen. It's everything.
And that is the truth. So last night, the Houston Cougars, and I will, I'll admit, from my 5 years spent in Southeast Texas, I have a little bit of affection for the Houston Cougars. I was pulling for them last night, and they had a 12-point lead in the second half against Florida, and it went away quickly. And then they played some god-awful basketball down the stretch. And I just thought, well, that's a shame. They've never won a national championship. All those Guy Lewis teams, yeah. Vi Slamajama.
No. Elvin Hayes, let's go back even further
all the way
than that.
The way to Elvin Hayes?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and, you know, Larry Michaud, right? Remember Larry,
sure.
Michael Young, yeah. Reed Geddes, along with Hakeem and what, Benny Anders. They had some
good
great,
call.
Great talent. When I worked in Beaumont, Texas, the head coach of Lamar University was Pat Foster. Pat left Lamar and went to Houston and replaced Guy Lewis.
Gotcha.
And then he took an assistant coach with him, Alvin Gentry, who replaced Pat at Houston and became the head coach of the Houston Cougars, who I recently saw at a game at the University of Akron. So it all comes full circle.
There you go.
So I followed Houston for a long time.
Yeah.
Seeing Jim Nantz sitting in the stands.
I felt really bad for Jim.
I know. Wasn't
you
that
know,
rough?
I was really lucky. In my early days, I was actually with UPI, and before I was with the AP, I used to sit courtside at Madison Square Garden for the Big Ten tournament.
Nice.
Big East tournament.
Hang on.
Ding.
There you go.
And I don't mean to flex here or anything, but
no, you did too late.
But Jim Nantz would sit right next to me.
Oh, nice.
Now these were in the days before we had the internet and score updates, and so as a Houston alum, you know, he played golf there at Houston.
Yeah.
He's Freddie Couples' roommate and teammate. So Jim sat next to me, and on my computer at the time, and there was those Radio Shack Tandys, which were,
oh, yeah.
I mean, my God, you might as well, you know, pounded out on a rock tablet now, right? By comparison. Anyway, Jim would sit next to me and I was able to get into the sports ticker to get updates. So Houston was playing in the SWC
Southwest tournament, Conference.
Right? As the Big East is going on.
Yeah.
And so Jim was constantly prodding me for updates on the Houston Cougars awesome. Games. And I don't know if you guys have met Jim over the years. He is as nice a guy as you will ever meet in our industry.
Nice.
And I've met some nice guys in the industry, and he's right at the top of the list. So my heart kind of broke for Jim Nance down the stretch last night.
Florida led the game. This is a basketball game, right? They're 40 minutes in a college basketball game.
For all but 63 seconds.
Yeah. Florida had the lead for 63 seconds and won the game. They led the final 46 seconds. Now, we touched on this early, Tom, and this is not to say anything bad about college basketball or college players. You see how great NBA players are when you see what happened down the stretch. How does Houston not get a shot off on its last two possessions? You know, and
hey,
Kelvin Sampson's a good coach.
Yeah.
But, and I'm sure whatever he drew up was not executed on the floor.
No, exactly right. Yeah. And you know what? And, you know, kudos to Florida because they really seemed to extend the defense on that last possession, right? But it was one of those situations where it looked like Sampson was, you know, if this is the way it was drawn up, they were trying to go for the kill, right? They were trying to go for the win
there
and shoot the three as opposed to trying to pound the ball inside or do whatever. And I know that's not the way their team is constructed.
I hated that.
I did too. But and by the same token, I think they had 14 or 15 offensive rebounds. I mean, their best offense at some portions of that game was just to throw it up on the rim and have everybody go get it,
Get it.
And when you've got...
Which was a weird kind of style to play in college ball today, you know?
It is.
I mean, to watch a Houston team kind of walk the ball up and down the floor as much as they did, I just thought, wow.
Yeah, kind of different, especially from the SEC teams we saw this year, right? Yep. That were really up and down. Yep. So, yeah, I feel bad for the Sharp kid. You know, he dribbles the ball off of his knee. And then on the last possession, he can't even get off the last shot. Hey, but kudos to the Clayton kid. I mean, he makes a really nice closeout there.
He really did.
And talk about a kid that, you know, struggled in the first half, did not make a field goal, finally got himself going, you know, stayed within himself, really showed some maturity. You know, to me, the most outstanding player of the tournament, I think he was, I'm not sure if he got the award or not, but boy, was he great down the stretch. And, you know, as much as I'm a Big Ten guy, it's tough to see those SEC schools add another championship, isn't it?
It is. I thought Florida did a great job getting back into the game by playing really good defense. And they moved the ball real well, I thought. They made some nice passes. On that last possession, Houston has the ball. They inbound. They let them bring it up the floor pretty much uncontested and set up the half-court defense.
Yeah.
And I thought Florida did a great job because it looked like Houston was trying to take it right side.
They did, and they just shut
they
that down.
And shut it because it looked like they're trying to get around the corner, Tom, and do what you were talking about, take it to the basket. They just shut that right off, and Houston did not have an answer.
They didn't, and there was actually two ball screens there, and in both times, like the big, not to get too deep into the woods here on basketball, but both times, like the big would kind of flash, and they almost blitzed the ball both times, which just forced Houston's hand, and they didn't. Yeah. You're right. They didn't have a good plan after that.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
And I felt bad for those guys. And the one thing, you know, these guys are big-time athletes. They're playing on national television. It's a huge deal. There's NIL money. We all know that all that going on. They're still young guys.
Yeah, they are.
You know, and they're still learning the game and everything else. And you can't help but have the human element in this because those guys, they were – I mean, Houston was really good.
Really
this
good,
year.
Yeah. And then, to your point, Jeff, there's some 23 or 24-year-olds out there, but there's also some 18-year-olds, right? And they're going to make mistakes. So, yeah, I feel bad for this Houston group as well. It was 3 years ago that I covered them in Pittsburgh when they had that Sheed and a few other kids, and they were just – I mean, they were men out there, and I was like, this is a team to really keep an eye on. And Sampson's done a terrific job. And, you know, you forget about, you know, the troubles of his past as well, right? Back at Indiana. And some other places.
Paid some dues going to be an assistant coach in the NBA.
He certainly did,
right? I remember
seeing
him around our arena, and it couldn't have been nicer.
Yeah, let me ask you, did you stay up late enough to watch One Shining Moment?
I did not.
Ah, okay.
I did not. I hit the sack.
Knowing that I had to be up early today, I kind of stuck it out, but I was... I was wondering about my choices at that point.
It caught you a little bit.
Yeah.
One thing I saw in looking at everything that happened, this is an interesting thing to me. Kelvin Sampson is 69 years old, and he turns 70 real quickly here. In his contract at Houston, when he retires, have you seen this?
Mm.
When he retires, it's already in his contract that his son takes over the program.
Really? Is he an assistant now?
He's an assistant on the team now. His name's Kellen. And Kellen will take over. This is according to a report from Front Office Sports. So not only does he take over, when Kelvin retires and Kellen takes over, he gets a four-year contract paying him $2 million through the first 3 years of the deal.
Not too shabby. That might have happened today, by the way, had things gone differently down the final seconds.
It might
have
happened today.
Yeah.
And even if the quote here is, if Kellen hasn't left the employment of the university for reasons within coach's control, and for any reason that is not the head coach of the team within 14 calendar days after Kelvin ceases to be the head coach, the university shall pay coach $2 million.
Wow. Got a good agent.
So the kid's got a parachute. He's got a good one.
I guess so.
That's kind of fun. Hey, Omar Vizquel is coming up at 1 o'clock. I want to mention this. Walked out of the building yesterday. A gentleman calls my name. Always got to be a little careful, right? Let's throw that out
Who's
there.
Who's asking, right?
Yeah. This gentleman hops out of the car. He says, Jeff. And I'm thinking, okay. Think we're okay here. He holds up something. And he says, Jeff, I saw this. I had to buy it for you. Uber Eddie, I thank you very much. Eddie came over and handed me, and it's going to go up here in the studio, a big metal plaque, the Men of Mayberry, with Andy Griffith, Don Knotts, Gomer Pyle, and Ronnie Howard.
No Floyd the Barber?
No, they left Floyd out.
I was going to say.
I know.
We could print a picture and tape it on there.
That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea. Uber Eddie, thank you very much. That was very nice of you, and I really appreciate it.
Get Ernest T. Bass on there as well.
Right? I could
what
go
a
on.
Show. I know you
could. I could go on and on.
We haven't even talked about it.
Haven't watched any since last night.
Glad you focused in on the show for at least 2 hours and 52 minutes.
It was season one, episode three, when James Best was playing the guitar player. And Bobby Fleet and his band with the Beat, they were in jail. And they, anyhow, so it was Jim Lindsay, the guitar player. But it was, anyhow, it's home opener. Uber Ready, thank you. Home opener, White Sox are in town. Omar Vizquel was with both teams.
He was.
Omar's going to join us next. I'm anxious to get his thoughts on his guy, Brian Rocchio, his progress at shortstop. And what does a shortstop have to do to become a good second baseman?
No one knows better than Omar.
Omar played all of those positions. We know him as a shortstop. Later in his career, he played some second, he played some third. Omar's next, right here on Baskin and Phelps.